52 Traders, Episode 11.
You have to have a strategy that you have 100% confidence in, which I do with my strategy because I've made every mistake in the book and corrected it. So I know that this system works.
Over the next year, your host, Cam Hawkins, gets inside the minds of 52 of the world's best traders to find out if he has what it takes to become one of them. Join Cam every week on the 52 Traders podcast or at 52traders.com to learn how to trade like the pros. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not investment, trading, or financial advice of any kind. Trading is very risky and could lose you all of your capital. Any comments about historical performance are not an indication of future results.
Before we kick things off, remember to visit 52traders.com for the show notes and to pick up my completely free trading software that had a 100% win rate in 2014. Simply jump on the site, add your email, and I'll send you the download link. What's up, traders? Welcome to another weekly installment of 52 Traders. And today we're lucky enough to have Dr. Alan Ellman on the show. Alan is president of the Blue Collar Investor Corp and has authored three best-selling books on the topic of covered call writing, one on put selling, and another student investment guide, which is required reading at the University of Maryland. Alan writes financial columns for The Money Show, iVolatility.com, Investing.com, and his own award-winning blog. Alan has also presented live seminars for The Learning Annex and The Money Show and spoken in more than 100 venues in the past 10 years. So welcome, Alan, and thanks for joining me here on the 52 Traders podcast.
Well, thanks for the invitation, Cam. Glad to be here.
Okay, Alan, so I've mentioned some of your highlights already, and I know that's only a small part of your story. So this is your chance to share more about you personally and give the listeners more detail about your trading. So what are you trading, how are you trading it, and the kind of results that you see?
Well, Cam, I do basically short-term options selling. It's basically two strategies, covered call writing and selling cash-secured puts. I recommend to most new investors to start with covered call writing because it's a little more intuitive for the average retail investor. So let me just give you a brief example how that works. You would first buy a stock. Let's assume you buy company XYZ at $48 a share, always 100 shares because one options contract consists of 100 underlying shares. So then your investment is $4,800. Now, once you own these shares, and you're in a covered or protected position, you're now free to sell the option. So let's assume for a moment, Cam, that we sell a $50 call option. That means we are selling some unknown person the right but not the obligation to buy our shares from us at $50. Now, my sweet spot and my time frame is 1 month. I've tried them all, and this is the one where I've been the most successful. So a one-month option would generate a premium of approximately $1.50 or $150 for the 100 shares. That means you have a return of 3.1% for that 1 month regarding your initial return. Now, if the price of the stock goes from 48 to 50 and your shares are in fact sold at 50, you've now generated an additional $200, which makes your total one-month return better than 7%. So that gives you like a general idea of how the strategy works. Of course, the risk is in the price of the stock declining below the break even. So if you bought a stock for 48 and sold the call for $1.50, if the price of the stock declines below 46.50, then you can actually start to lose money. And that's where you have to have that skill of position management or exit strategies. Now, I've been using this strategy since the early 1990s, and my results basically beat the market every year. There's not been 1 year since I started using this strategy that I haven't beaten the S&P 500.
Very good. And can you tell us a bit more about you personally? So what do you do outside of trading?
Sure. I collect certifications. My main profession throughout the years, up until the last 8 years, I've been a general dentist, and I had a very active practice in New York with a partner. I had four dentists working for me and a staff of 15, and I actually started teaching myself how to self-invest both in the stock market and in the real estate market. And over the years, the blue collar investor has become so big that I had to make a career decision. And as you could see, my decision was in the area of finance. So I moved over from being a dentist into being a educator in the area of selling stock options. I have a family. My wife, Linda, is an occupational therapist. So she's in the health field as I was. And my son, Craig, was actually an attorney for the New York Stock Exchange for 6 years and now vice president of LPL Financial Services, which is the largest independent broker dealer in the United States. So we have a lot to talk about. And my other son is a psychiatrist, and I have two grandchildren in Philadelphia. So that motivates me to travel from New York to Philadelphia every 2 weeks. So that, and also my stepson is a student in Los Angeles. So we're all over the country, Cam. And as far as my other interests are concerned, I love working out and I love dealing with real estate. So I am a certified personal fitness trainer and certified real estate agent as well. And as far as finances goes, I have a certification in as a Series 65, which is an investment advisor. So I always felt like if I got a certification in whatever area I was interested in, I would have as much information as I possibly could have. And that was always important to me, no matter what area I ended up in. So basically I work out every day and I check my stocks every day. And I write, you know, I've had 5 books published, and I'm very much into sports in the United States here. It's all about baseball and football and basketball and a little bit of hockey. So maybe different sports than you're used to over there in New Zealand, but, you know, very much into that as well.
Sounds like you've had an awfully interesting life there with personal fitness, real estate, I mean, a dentist. It's very, very eclectic, and I suppose with that family of yours as well, things must be on the up, especially with the son and the working for the stock exchange. Is that right?
Yes, he took a position at the New York Stock Exchange, and over the years he didn't really show a lot of interest in what I was doing, but once he became an attorney for the New York Stock Exchange, wow! I mean, the emails kept coming, and we have so much to talk about. I mean, a lot of what he did down at the stock exchange, he couldn't share with me, but certainly it was just wonderful having so much in common in terms of our interest in the stock market and in the area of finance. And now he continued that on, working for, as I said, the largest independent broker dealer here in the United States. So I'm very fortunate with my family to have such accomplished children. I'm very, very lucky.
And what's been interesting in the past with these interviews is that a lot of the guys that I've had on the show have had some sort of connection to the financial markets in a previous life. So they either worked for a brokerage firm or for one of the big institutions. So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes out. I mean, you're probably the first one we've had on the show that actually hasn't had that sort of background. So it'll be interesting to see if your son has imparted any of his insider knowledge, as you say, sort of tries to keep it separate to help your trading. Right, so for those listening for the first time, we're about to enter a round I like to call the fundamentals. So this is where I'll be asking Alan to tell us stories that will help you understand what makes him a successful trader. So go back now, Alan, and tell us what first attracted you to trading and talk us through that very first trade that you took.
I would have to say, Cam, that growing up as a child, although I didn't pay much attention to what my parents were doing, they did invest in the stock market, but they did it through a broker. So I might be sitting watching TV and the phone would ring and the broker would call my parents and they would say something like, I think you should buy IBM. My parents would say, why? Well, he would say, I think it's going to go up. So my parents would listen to the broker, they would buy IBM, and then after that, over the next several weeks, they'd be looking in the newspapers and they'd be talking amongst themselves, hey, look, IBM went up a quarter of a point, it went down half a point, and then the next call would come, sell IBM, buy GM. And it was in the back of my mind, and I remember thinking to myself, gee, I wonder how much this broker really cares about my parents' money. And they listened to just about everything that he said, and my parents were pretty smart, and it just kind of didn't feel right to me. So I always kind of felt like if I did that, I would want to have total control over the situation rather than giving my money to somebody to manage it for me. So I think that that's really was in the back of my mind when in the early 90s, having had a successful dental practice going, I made that decision to teach myself how to self-invest in the stock market. Now, as far as my first trade is concerned, I have to be honest, Cam, I don't remember my first trade buying and selling stocks, but I could definitely tell you about my first trade, which involved stock options, which was a couple of years after I started buying and selling stock. And I had educated myself, self-educated. You know, I read books and financial papers and listened to all the shows and everything, but I always kind of had a little knack for math. So I always had a pen in my hand and I was trying to figure out different formulas to beat the market. And I was right from the get-go buying and selling stocks. I was beating the market every year. I mean, not to a tremendous extent, but by maybe a point or two every year, I would outperform the market. But
and were you using a technical based system, or is it more sort of looking at the news and investor reports, etc.?
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed that little teaser of the interview there. Now, as I said before, my name's Cam Hawkins, and this is 52 Traders. Look, it's been said that the fastest way to become rich is to find a successful trader and simply do what he's doing. However, the challenge is finding someone who really knows what they're doing and who's willing to share. Now, that's what you get here at 52 Traders, and that's what you get in this interview, the full interview, and all the other ones that I've done. Look, since 2015, I've been finding the very best traders who know what they're doing and getting them to share their expertise. Now, during this interview, you're going to hear just one of over 100 interviews that I've done, and I know you're going to love it, but this interview is just the tip of the iceberg. So over the course of the next 30 days, you'll have free access to my entire library of interviews with over 100 of the world's best traders. And you'll also enjoy my private chat room where past guests and other full-time traders are sharing charts and helping other traders 24/7. Have you ever wanted to talk to Larry Williams, who turned 10K into 1.1 million in less than a year? Or how about Timothy Sykes, Andrea Unger, Al Brooks, or Rob Booker? They're also in there along with many more. When you get started today, you'll immediately receive access to interviews with dozens of world-renowned experts in Forex, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, options, and futures trading. And the great news is this series of interviews grows each month. That's because every month I talk to some of the best traders in the world, getting them to reveal their step-by-step trading methods and the secrets behind their trading success. So whether you trade Forex, futures, stocks, options, or cryptocurrencies, the knowledge and methods these traders share will help you take your trading profits to the next level. So why not give it a try? It's only $5 to get started and have instant access to over 100 interviews with some of the world's top traders and the 24/7 chat room where you get direct access to some of the world's best traders. Then after 30 days, if you like the comprehensive education you're getting, you can continue to receive up to 4 new interviews each month and the 24/7 chat room for only $5 a month. But if not, there's no obligation to continue. Where else would you get such direct access to the world's best traders for what many pay for a cup of coffee? So go ahead, click the link in the show notes, or go to 52traders.com and start learning from some of the world's best traders. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.